95.9 The Power Cow, we bring you a special presentation of high school basketball. Our special live coverage tonight brought to you by Kelly Express Marks, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating. Pre-game coverage on The Power Cow begins now. High school basketball is live on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Springport Spartans against the Laingsburg Wolfpack, followed by the Lumen Christi Titans against New Standard Academy in the regional semifinals at New Lothrop High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thanks for joining me this evening as this matchup between these two teams. This first one, Springport, coming in 19-5 overall and won the Big 8 Conference, 13-1 record. Meanwhile, the Laingsburg Wolfpack, 13-11 overall, and they finished fourth place in the Central Michigan Athletic Conference with an 11-7 record in conference. We're going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back in 3 minutes, we're going to dive into the Kelly Express Mart pregame show for our first regional semifinal this evening between Springport and Laingsburg. Coming up next on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back from New Lothrop High School for tonight's boys regional semifinals. Two games this evening. First one is Springport and Langsburg. Time now for the Kelly Express Mart pregame show as we first talk about the Springport Spartans coming in with a 19-5 overall record, 13-1 winning the Big 8 Conference, ranked 21st in Division 3 according to Max Preps. Big step forward this year for this Springport Spartan program to become one of the most competitive teams in the Big 8. Mentioned they won the Big 8 Conference. 19-5 this year. Last year, 14-10 overall. So a 5-win improvement over last year. And last year, they lost to Stockbridge in the district tournament. And, of course, winning that district this year. So not only in terms of the regular season, taking a step forward for the Springport team, but also in the postseason, making a deeper than last year. Looking at their schedule, some of their best wins, they were able to twice beat Concord, which is an excellent Division IV team. Of course, one of the better teams, by and large, in Jackson County. And they've also got themselves a win over fellow Division III team Olivet, who's a pretty solid team as well. Meanwhile, looking at some of their losses, they've lost to some bigger schools. Losses to Division II Marshall and Penfield, of course, a couple of I-8 teams. Also a loss to St. John's, a Division II school. They've also got a loss to Lansing Catholic and Stockbridge this year, fellow D3 schools. Stockbridge, that loss, they won two of those three matchups with Stockbridge and lost one of those three. And, of course, importantly, able to beat Stockbridge in the postseason. En route to this point, they took down Dansville and Stockbridge in their district tournament to come to this point, including 58-42 over Stockbridge in the district championship, which it was Stockbridge coming out of the district last season and eventually lost to Woman Christie in the regional semifinals. So Stockbridge finishing not as far as they did last year, and then Springport, on the other hand, finishing farther than they did last season, as I mentioned, both in the regular season and in the... So, a tremendous season for Springport so far. Looking to keep it going tonight as they've got the Langsburg Wolfpack on the other end of the hardwood, which we're going to take another 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk about Langsburg. What do they bring to the table in this regional semifinal matchup? As the Kelly Express Smart pregame show continues in 3 minutes right here on 95.9 Power Cal.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000 and 1 cent. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
A couple minutes away from tip-off here at New Lothrop High School for our first regional semifinal this evening between Springport and Lanesburg as we continue the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. So, who are the opponents this evening? The Lanesburg Wolfpack. They come into this one with a 13-11 overall record. 11-7 they finished in their conference, the Central Michigan Athletic Conference, finishing in fourth, ranked 55th in Division III basketball for Michigan, according to Max Preps. And looking at all four of the teams in this region, Lanesburg on paper, probably the weakest team in this region, but they have been historically a pretty dominant program, especially 2 years ago. Consecutive 25-1 seasons in both 2023 and 2024. Ended up losing in the quarterfinals in 2023 to Ecorse, and then in the regionals in 2024 to Lumen Christi. Last season, they also went 13-11, ended up losing to Ovid Elsey in the district tournament, who Lumen Christi eventually took down in the regional championship. Looking at this year's Lanesburg team, however, best wins. They took down Bath twice out of three tries. And some of the teams that beat them this year, they lost to Division III Olivet. They lost twice to St. Patrick, who's a very good Division IV school. Also lost twice to a very good Fowler team, very good Division IV school. Some other losses, Pawama Westphalia twice, very good Division III school. Division IV Genesee Christian, very good D4 school. They also lost to Everett, Division I school. And then obviously they lost to Bath one of the three times, as well as International Academy, another Division III school. So you could see Lanesburg, even though their record hovering just over 500, they've played some pretty, pretty good teams this season, lost to some very good competition. And in their route to the regional tournament, they had to take down Ovid Elsey and Bath in their district, including 41-34 against Bath in the district championship to get to this point. So this one should be very interesting again on paper. Maybe a little bit more impressed with Springport in terms of their schedule, their record. But, hey, it's the regionals this far in the playoffs. You kind of have to throw that on the paper stuff out the window, as anything goes. You know, competition definitely amps up, and should be fun one, especially for Lanesburg, a team that has been known for making deep playoff runs in the past. That'll do it for the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you from New Lothrop High School on 95.9 The Power Cow.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Time for our first game this evening for the boys' regional semifinals from New Lothrop High School. It is the Springport Spartans against the Langsburg Wolfpack. Connor Dockery with you here on 95.9 The Power Cow for this presentation of boys' high school basketball. We've got the starting lineups for you. First for Springport, starting five will be Dallas Hegelmeyer, Jake Kriegel, Tucker Wigginton, Gibson Overweg, and Brody Barrett. Head coach is Logan Neal. Brody Baum, I beg your pardon. Meanwhile, starting five for Langsburg, it'll be Colin Bentley Barr, Leandro Delega Canzares, Josiah Haas, Cash Eaton, and Jake Rivet. Head coach is Tim Beebe. Jump ball will be between Baum and Delega Canzares. Springport in their home white uniforms, blue numbers. Meanwhile, for Wolfpack, the Wolfpack from Langsburg, red uniforms with white numbers as the jump ball immediately won out and a pass up ahead to Dallas Hegelmeyer for a quick 2 points. Doesn't come any faster than that, ladies and gentlemen, as it's already 2-0 for Springport underway in our regional semifinal. Langsburg with their first possession going from right to left on your radio dial. Top of the key with Heaton, now swinging it around the perimeter for Rivet. Top of the key, pump fake, gets the defender in the air. Now swings it over for Delega Casares. Far side for Bentley Barr, jab step twice. Now goes back outside for Rivet. Several tall players for both these teams. Height definitely playing a factor for their success. We've got a three ball on the left wing. That one short for Haas. Rebound pulled down by Baum. Down the far side, driving the key, kicks it back to the free throw line for Heigelmeyer, and then swings into the left wing. Springport trying to get a quick score against Langsberg, but they're going to slow it down now. Stepped up to the three-point line. That one drilled by Kriegel. And now Springport with a 5-0 start. 1 minute into the first quarter over Langsberg. Wolfpack ball on the far side. Top of the key now for Bentley Barnes. Swinging it on the far side. Pump fake on the three-point line. Great closeout by Baum. Now for Bentley Barr on the right wing. Kicks it back outside for Delega Caceres. Three ball on the right wing. That one's off the heel. Can't get an answer from Bentley Barr. Springport going the other way, trying to continue their fast start. Heigelmeyer outside to the top of the key. Back for Heigelmeyer. Dribbles near half court. Swings to the near side for Kriegel. Dribbles around the perimeter. Stops the left wing guard out there by Colin Bentley Barr. Dribbles up to the line. Pump fake on the three. Doesn't pull. Now dish down low for Baum. Back down his defender. Screen on the left. That one's going to be off on the hook. Off glass and rebounded by Langsberg the other way. Trailing 5-0 to Springport. Past the 2 minute mark in this first quarter. Rivet top of the key. Pass fake right. Goes to the near side for Haas. Now top of the key off the screen for Delega Caceres. Down low for Haas, and a bad pass into the corner. Thought his teammate Rivet was going to be there, but Rivet was instead cutting to the top of the key, and that's going to be a turnover for Langsberg. Springport playing some very good defense so far out of the gates, leading 5-0, approaching the 2.5 minute mark of this first quarter. Across the timeline, top of the key for Kriegel, stopped at the low block, kicks outside. Now handoff outside for Heigelmeyer off the screen. He's going to fire the three, and he's going to miss the three on the right side. Rebound for Delega Caceres. Kicks on the far side for Colin Bentley Barr, dribbles behind his back. Now a handoff for Rivet. Drives through the lane, poked away, and stolen. One-on-one fast break. Heigelmeyer going to slow it down. Now gives it to his teammate running in as he's going to be hammered. That is Tucker Wigginton, who's going to go to the line for our first two free throws presented by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. As the foul is going to be called on Colin Bentley Barr, his first team's first. Interesting floor here at New Lothrop. It's like mostly a dark gray hardwood on the majority of the floor, as well as inside the key, and then inside the rest of the area, inside the three-point arc. It's a lighter tint hardwood. Pretty cool floor here at New Lothrop as one of two free throws up and in for Wigginton. Makes it 6-0 for Springport over Langsberg. Now 3 minutes into this first quarter. The far side for Rivet. He picks up his dribble, swings it back outside for Colin Bentley Barr, near side for Delego Caceres. Far side, pump fake on the three for Bentley Barr, picks up his dribble. Now the near side for Delego Caceres. Green on the left, drives through the lane, stops in the low block, kicks to the near side corner. Three ball, that one's left short by Josiah Haas, and they're going to get a foul on Langsberg on the rebound. It's going to be on Cash Eaton, his first team second. Maybe some frustration from Langsberg early as they just can't buy a bucket. Meanwhile, 6-0 Springport the other way. Bring the ball up the floor, 4:28 to go in this first quarter. Top of the key picking up his dribble. It's Wigginton now. A couple swing passes near side for Heigelmeyer off of two screens. Cuts back to the near side and picks up his dribble. For Baum, back for Heigelmeyer. Dribbles cut off on the baseline, double team. Shovels it back outside. Give and go on the drive and a score for Heigelmeyer. Beautiful give and go for Baum. Able to find his teammate on the cut. And that's going to be a quick timeout for Langsberg head coach Tim Beebe. It's an 8-0 start for Springport. Back in 30 seconds, you've got boys regional semifinal basketball right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High School Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back here from New Lothrop High School, tonight's coverage brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Top Coffee, Soft Water, and AeroQuip Credit Union. 8-0 start for Springport over Langsburg in our first of two games this evening. Jumper off the mark, and then a rebound put back off the mark by Heaton. And another offensive rebound for Langsburg out of the timeout. Layup through the lane. Crafty finish, but could not totally finish as he missed that one. Another rebound. Three ball straight away. Up and in. Colin Bentley Barr finally takes the lid off the hoop for the Langsburg Wolfpack. Brings them to within five. It's 8-3. Springport with the lead and the ball. 3.5 to go in this first quarter. Kicks to the near side. Wide open three. And an answer on the other end for Heigelmeyer. He's now up to 7 points to lead all scorers. And Springport gets that triple right back. Nice ball movement. A lot of scoring threats on the Springport team. As Langsburg, bad pass, a steal, 2-on-1, fast break the other way, layup in traffic, up and in for Heigelmeyer. 13-3, first double-digit lead of the night for the Spartans. Langsburg really needs to find something offensively here as we got an entry pass up and in, scored for Heaton as Baum trying to anticipate and steal the pass but couldn't. As a result, Heaton left wide open on the block for the easy score. Springport lead down to 8. 2.5 to go in this first quarter. Down low for Baum on the block. Back outside. Wide open three. That one's up and in for Kriegel. Blistering hot 3-point shooting by Springport in this first quarter. Lead now up to 11. Largest lead so far. Three ball in the corner. And that's going to be an answer by Jake Rivett. As it's a 3-point shootout here at New Lothrop. Springport another answer in the corner. That one too strong this time. But an offensive rebound for the Spartans. Reverse layup now going to be blocked by Heaton. And then going to be poked out of bounds by Springport. As it'll be Langsburg inbounding going the other direction. We got three new Wolfpack on the floor. We've got Colton Heaton on the floor for the first time, as well as Everett Rodriguez and Waylon Rowley. Rodriguez bring the ball across the timeline, dribbles to the top of the key. Now bounce pass at the free throw line for Cash Heaton, and back outside for Waylon Rowley. Up top for Delega Casares, and for Rodriguez, going to reset things near half court. Dribbles to the right, guarded by Overweg. Now a couple swing passes near side, far side, off the screen. Three ball, Colton Heaton up and in, immediately makes an impact off the bench. As Langsburg starting to heat up offensively after an ice-cold start, they pull back within 5 points. Now a layup through the lane, up and in for Gibson Overweg, his first score. And it's 18-11. For Springport, Langsburg ball. Now 1 minute to go in this fast-paced first quarter. Now pass to the near side, stopped on the low block for Rowley, and kicks back outside for Rodriguez. He'll control near half court, guarded out there by the taller Dallas Heigelmeyer. A couple dribbles between his legs. And Langsburg still just going to hang on to it here. Now a pass on the far side for Delega Casares. Waiting for the pass up top for Rowley. Gets it to him. Swing pass near side. Looking for his man down low. Can't get it. Instead goes back the other way for Rowley. 23 seconds left in this quarter. Langsburg very patient on this possession. Now bounce pass top of the key for Leandro Delega Casares. And for Rodriguez. Final 13 seconds. They might as well wait for the final shot of the quarter. Everett Rodriguez guarded by Heigelmeyer. Double dribbles, 5 seconds now. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now a bounce pass up top. Three ball, that one's short at the buzzer by Cash Heaton. And leads us to the end of this first quarter. 18-11, Springport leads over Langsburg. We're back in 60 seconds. This is the boys' regional semifinals from New Lothrop High School. Back in a moment on 95.9 The Power Cow.
durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at Kubota.
Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating. As Springport leads 18-11 over Langsburg. Connor Dockery broadcasting live from New Lothrop High School. Offensive foul against Langsburg comes against Colton Heaton, setting an illegal screen at the top of the key. So Langsburg, they did have the first possession of the second quarter, brought to you by Bigby Coffee, 405 South Cooper Street in Jackson. That's Bigby Coffee. Bigby makes everything better. Three ball top of the key. That one's off, but an offensive rebound put back up and in for Tucker Wigginton, his first field goal. He's up to 3 points. And Springport extends the lead out to 9. Largest lead was 11 in that first quarter. Langsburg ball back on the near side. Top of the key now around the perimeter for Rodriguez. Back top of the key, fires the three. Colton Heaton, it's an air ball. Rebound for Hagelmeyer. Springport the other way quickly with Kriegel through the lane. A lot of contact and going to be an offensive foul. He missed the layup, but even if he made it, wouldn't have counted, as that's going to be actually the first Springport foul of the night. Played great disciplined defense in that first quarter as Kriegel heads to the bench, replaced by Hunter Miller, his first action in this one. Langsburg going the other way. We're almost 1 minute into this Bigby Coffee second quarter with Langsburg trailing Springport by 11. Everett Rodriguez across the timeline, guarded out there by Hagelmeyer. Screen coming on the right. Going to pick up his dribble. Didn't fire the three. Looked like he wanted to, but the defender closed out. A lot of good closeouts in the jump shooters tonight by Springport, as we've got a missed jumper 5 feet out, but an offensive rebound put back up and in for Colin Loggy, getting his first bucket off the bench here for Langsburg. Now Springport drive and kick three in the corner. That one's short by Drew Kriegel, getting his first action. And now a turnover for Rodriguez. Had it poked away. Now a quick 1-0 fast break. Blocked from behind by Colin Logie. Tucker Wigginton thought he had a wide open layup, but that one got erased. But Springport will hold on to the possession. Inbounding on the right side of the basket with Miller. Lobs it down low, immediately going up with it. That one a foul. Derek Miller will go to the line for two. It's going to be against Colin Logie, his first, team second. So Derek Miller off the bench, shooting some Aspen 1-Hour free throws. That's coverage brought to you by Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, as well as Bingley Excavating, American Title Company, in Phelps Towing, as the first free throw up and in for Miller. Checking back in is Jake Kriegel after a short break. Tucker Wigginton heads to the bench. Meanwhile, Landon Freeman replacing Everett Rodriguez for Langsburg. Freeman getting his first playing time tonight in this Bigby Coffee second quarter. Second free throw a miss for Miller, but he does extend the Springport lead out to 8, almost 2 minutes into this second quarter. Freeman has it near half court, dribbles off to the near side, looking for the screen on the right, and we've got an offensive foul, a moving screen on the baseline by Colton Heaton. That's going to be his second. And that was away from the play, too. Officials really watching the illegal screen here. That's the second one this quarter already on Langsburg, as Josiah Hawes checking back in, replacing Colton Heaton after picking up that second personal foul. Here comes Springport the other way. Very strong first half so far, as Kriegel dribbles to the near side. Screen coming up from Miller. Now gets it back to Miller up top. Back for Kriegel. Off the screen, step back, fires the three. That one's too strong. Long rebound going to be poked out by Hagelmeyer, and the play stays alive for the Spartans. Picks it back outside, fires the three, makes the three for Hunter Miller, getting his first bucket off the bench, and Springport matching their large lead of the evening, 11 over Langsburg here in the Bigby Coffee second quarter. 5:25 to go in the first half. Landon Freeman dribbling in the near side, guarded by Hagelmeyer. Very tall guy guarding some of these Langsburg guards on the perimeter. Now a three ball on the top of the key. That one's up and in for Leandro De Lega Casares. That one cuts the Springport lead down to 8. 5 minutes to play in this first half. Through the lane, Springport now kicks outside. Another wide open three. That one's too strong for Miller. And then the rebound controlled by Freeman. Langsburg the other direction found a wide open guy beneath the basket, but a block by Hagelmeyer, put back, no, wanted the foul, rebound put back, stripped away and stolen by Miller. Great defense by Springport. Looked like Langsburg was going to get an easy wide open two there. Meanwhile, on the other end, we got a jump ball forced by Langsburg. It's going to be Springport ball, as we've got a couple of substitutions. Cash Heaton back in for the Wolfpack. Meanwhile, three Spartans back in. We got Wigington, Gibson Overweg, and Brody Baum back in for Springport. Inbounding on the right side of the baseline for Jake Kriegel. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and the Brokerage House. Dish down low, immediately scoring. Brody Baum. Somebody fell asleep on the baseline on that inbounds. That's an easy 2 points. And we're going to get a whistle after that score. That makes it 26-16 for Springport. I'm not sure what the whistle was for, but we're going to get in substitution, I guess. Colin Bentley Barr coming in for Langsburg. So on the inbound, Baum backdoor cut, catch and shoot, score beneath the basket, and then they blew the whistle for a stoppage. So again, I'm not sure what that was for, but we do resume play regardless in this Bigby Coffee second quarter. Jake Rivet, top of the key for Langsburg, gets the handoff at the free throw line now. Stopped in the low block, kicks it back outside for Freeman. Pump fake, kicks it far side, couple pump fakes for Rivet. Step back, three, up and in. His second long ball, as that pulls Langsburg within 7. 4:30, make it 4 minutes left in this first half of play. Springport the other way. They actually credited just a 2-pointer on the board. Going to have to double check that for halftime to see if that is correct. Now up top for Kriegel. Stopped at the free throw line. Kicks on the baseline for Baum. Backing down his man. Goes around right hook. That one beautiful. Soft touch off the glass and in. Can't draw it up any better for your big man down low. He's got 4. Springport leads by 10. Far side for Rivet. Pass fake in. Gotta dribble his defender right there for Freeman, who nails the free throw line jumper. A lot of jump shooters for both teams, as Langsburg starting to settle in offensively. Down low for Baum. Bumped. Now he passes back outside for the wide open three. That's too strong for Wigington. Offensive rebound for Drew Kriegel. Another try for the Spartans. Off the screen, top of the key. Now going to pick up his dribble on the left elbow. Back up top for Kriegel and then for Baum. Kriegel again. Baum sets the screen on the right. And off near side for Kriegel. Fires the three. Up and in for Jake Kriegel, who makes it another 11-point lead for Springport. 2.5 to go in this Big B Coffee second quarter. For our first of two regional semifinals game from New Lothrop High School. Hawes on the left wing for Langsberg. Now around the perimeter, down low. Shot off the glass, left short for Hawes. Great defense by Baum. It's just been a shutdown effort in the paint for Springport defensively as we got a quick three on the other end. That one's off. Baum, offensive rebound, put back. He takes the hard contact, and he'll go to the line for two. But Springport defensively shutting down the paint for Langsberg. Langsberg pretty much forced to score exclusively on mid-range jumpers or threes, which to their credit, they have been shooting very effectively from there. Pretty bomb at the line for two Aspen 1 hour free throws as he makes the first of two. Couple Langsberg substitutions, three guys on. We've got Cooper Moore on for the first time, as well as Leandro DeLiga Caceres back on and Everett Rodriguez back on. One more free throw. This one, it drops. He makes both. Now a large lead of the game grows for Springport, 13, but cut right back down to 11 on the other end with Leandro DeLiga Caceres getting a quick layup on the other end. Less than 2 minutes to play in this first half. Springport ball drives through the lane for Jake Kriegel. That one rolls all around the rim and misses, and then the rebound poked out of bounds by Langsberg. It'll stay with Springport, inbounding on the left side of the basket with Jake Kriegel. Springport running their play. Now gets the pass inside the paint. Layup up and in traffic for Tucker Wigington. So many different scoring options for the Springport team. Very, very tough to stop for Langsberg so far. It's another Springport 13-point lead. Rodriguez on the right wing. Picks back up top for Freeman and around the perimeter. Freeman off the screen on the far side. Great closeout by Kriegel. Cut off on the baseline. It's been a big part, not only the paint defense, but these closeouts on the jumpers for Springport as Rodriguez misses the reverse layup. He had a wide open lane. Springport the other way, down low for Baum in traffic. Crafty finish at the rim. He's heating up in this second quarter, brought to you by Big B Coffee. Springport's lead out to 15, their largest of the game. Now exactly 60 seconds left in the first half. Near half court for Rodriguez, screen coming from Moore. Now on the far side for Rivet. Fires the three off the screen, nearly wedged, but it misses short. And then the rebound touched out of bounds by Moore. Springport going the other way with Derek Miller checking back in for Brody Baum, who gets a hand from the Spartan supporters in attendance who made the trip out here to New Lothrop. Good amount of supporters here for both teams, especially considering that this was a 5:30 tip-off. Langsberg, of course, didn't have quite as far as a trip to make as Springport did. Regardless, these families will do anything they can for their boys. We're putting on a clinic here in the first half. Final 33 seconds here with Springport possession. Wigington drives through the lane, pulls it back out to the near side corner. Pump fake now on the near side for Miller. Back for Wigington. He's going to hesitate here as Springport looking to really want a quality shot here. Likely to end the half. Now 13 seconds to go. Wigington, he'll pull it back near half court. Screen coming on the right from Hagelmeyer. Stripped on the ball and stolen for DeLiga Caceres. Wide open layup in on the other end. As that will do it for the first half of play with the score at 37-24. Springport over Langsberg. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to break down what we saw here in this first half of play. This is the first of two regional semifinal games here this evening from New Lothrop High School. Back in a moment here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
This is halftime for our first regional semifinal matchup this evening between Springport and Langsburg, with the Springport Spartans up 37-24 at halftime. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. So for the first half, Springport got off to a quick start, 8-0 over Langsburg, before Langsburg finally started to get some of the three-pointers to start falling. Eventually, Springport going into the second quarter up 18-11. Both teams went back and forth for quite some time, but Springport was able to end the first half on a 9-4 scoring run and saw their lead jump to as many as 15 points, but they, with a late turnover and fast break layup, we'll have to settle down for a 13-point lead at the first half break. Leading scorers for Springport, we've got 9 points each for Dallas Hagelmeyer and Jake Kriegel. We've also got 8 points for Brody Baum, 5 points for Tucker Wigginton, 3 for Hunter Miller, 2 for Gibson Overweg, and 1 for Derek Miller. Meanwhile, for Langsburg, leading scorer is Leandro De Lega Caceres with 7 points. We've also got 5 from Jake Rivett, 3 each from Colton Heaton and Colin Bentley Barr, and 2 each for Landon Freeman, Colin Logie, and Cash Heaton. So You might be noticing a bit of a common theme here for both these teams, and that is so many different players. Just shows off the depth that these two teams have. So many different weapons, so many different players getting involved in the scoring action. And another key as well is both players, both teams with great ball movement, taking pretty good care of the ball in the first half. I mean, not really many turnovers here as Laingsburg, most of their turnovers coming on usually offensive fouls, illegal screens, as that is something that the officials have had a very watchful eye on in that first half. But Springport defensively, that's where they've gotten their stuff done tonight, mostly is the defensive side of the ball. Of course, offense, we'll get to that in a moment, has been great, but defensively, really shutting down the paint, taking the paint away first and foremost, has really forced Laingsburg to go with an outside-in approach and forcing them to shoot a bunch of jumpers, which, to Laingsburg's credit, they've got a lot of jump shooters on this team. And they've been making a good amount of threes and, you know, mid-range jumpers, but Springport doing a great job defensively and securing the defensive rebounds. There was one possession where Laingsburg had several offensive rebounds and about four or five different shots, but other than that, Springport doing a great job on the defensive glass. Meanwhile, offensively for Springport, great ball movement, great three-point shooters all over the place, and they've gotten a lot of good scores in the paint as well. So Springport, not really much that they can change here. They just got to keep doing what they're doing, and they should have some success and try to clinch a spot in the regional championship on Thursday. Again, halftime score, 37-24, Springport over Laingsburg. We're going to be taking a three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the second half of action for you here from New Lothrop High School on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are back to New Lothrop High School for tonight's regional semifinal coverage. First of two games this evening. First up, Springport and Langsburg. At the start of the third quarter, Springport leads 37-24. Connor Dockery with you. Thanks for joining me on this Tuesday evening on 95.9 The Power Cow. Langsburg with the first possession of the second half, going from left to right on your radio dial. A couple of bobbled passes, but it's going to be controlled on the far side by Jake Riven. Give and go now with Delego Caceres. Now at the right elbow, bounce pass for Josiah Haas, and another handoff for Delego Caceres. Bounce pass down low, trying to feed the big man Cash Heaton, and he's not able to get in position, and the pass ends up going out of bounds. A turnover. Springport the other way with Jake Kriegel walking it across the timeline for the Spartans. Very effective offense throughout the entire first half for Springport, and consistent as well. On the handoff for Heigelmeyer, gets the screen to the right for Baum. Now gets it back to Baum on the drive. Heigelmeyer in the corner, jab step back up top, fires the three, makes the three. That's Jake Kriegel. He's made several from downtown, and that breaks the ice in the scoring column for both teams in this third quarter. It's 40-24, large lead of the game for the Spartans. Near side for Delego Caceres. Pass fake inside, goes back up top. Rivet trying to match the three. He can't. It's too strong on the other end. Offensive rebound. Gives it down low for Josiah Haas. It's going to be blocked, but fouled by Gibson Overweg. And Langsburg going to get a couple of free throws here. That's his first team's first of this third quarter. And this is actually going to be the first trip to the line in the entire game for Langsburg. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, as Haas makes the first of two. It's another aspect to Springport's defense I forgot to mention at halftime. Very disciplined, playing defense without fouling. Two of two at the line for Haas brings Langsburg within 14. We're approaching the 92nd mark of the third quarter. Cross half court with Kriegel to the top of the key. Now gives it on the baseline to Baum. Reverse layup. That one's off. Langsburg quickly the other way. Top of the key for Rivet. He pulls it out and slows it down. Now for Bentley Barr at the top of the key. Haven't seen him in a while. Jake Rivet near half court. Guard out there by Wigginton. Now at the free throw line, gets the handoff for Delego Caceres. Drives, stops in the block, jumper, that one's left short, and a late foul call on that short jumper is going to send Leandro Delego Caceres to the free throw line, as that could be part of the Langsburg game plan to try to get back into this game in the second half, is get more aggressive in the paint, try to draw contact and get to the line for two. They've been doing just that so far in their first couple of possessions. First of two, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws this time. Offline for Delega Caceres. But we'll get one more try. A couple dribbles, and he makes the second one. Cuts the Springport lead down to 13 with 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Winner of this matchup will take on the winner of Lumen Christi and New Standard Academy, which will be our second game this evening, as some nice ball movement lands to Baum on the low block, and he gets another bucket. He is in double digits now with 10. Springport leads 42-27. Langsburg ball, top of the key, driving for Haas. Has it stripped away, but he gets it right back. Now a lob to the near side corner. Quick fire three for Rivet. That one is up and in. Langsberg comes to within 12 here. Up the floor, three-point pull-up. That one's off the line for Kriegel. Gets his own rebound, put back, and he gets fouled. Sending him right back to the line for two tries. Kriegel going amongst some taller defenders right there as well to try to pull down that offensive rebound. Worked to his benefit. Fouls on Leandro De Liga Caceres. First free throw up and in for Jake Kriegel. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. We'll have one more try. Two of two this time, as Kriegel now has 14 points to lead all scorers. 44-30. Springport leads here. Langsberg ball. Three-pointer in the near side corner. That one's offline for Bentley Barr. Now a quick outlet pass. Two on two. Fast break. Layup on the right hand. Up and in for Jake Kriegel. Up to 16 points now. 16-point Springport lead. Now outside for Jake Rivett. Going to dribble near half court. Hard out there by Dallas Heigelmeyer. Now kicks it far side for Josiah Hans. Now the free throw line for Cash Heaton. And back to the perimeter for Bentley Barr. Looking for the near side screen. Instead kicks it on the far side for Haas. Back up top for Heaton and then near side for Bentley Barr. Screen coming. Back up top for De Liga Caceres. Patient ball movement, but exclusively above the free throw line here for Langsberg. Being very patient, though. Now up top, wide open three, Bentley Barr. That one's left short. Springport the other way. Nice pass on the fast break for Tucker. Wigginton finds a wide open lane. And Springport extends their lead to 18, their largest of the game. And Langsberg head coach Tim Beebe needs to call time here. Springport relentless on both ends, continuing to grow the lead. And we're going to take a 60-second timeout here. This is the regional semifinals from New Lothrop High School on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's regional semifinal coverage brought to you by Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Demand Insurance, etc., as well as Wilby Transit Mix, Kelly Express Mart, and Form Energy Drink. Had one of those on my way up here. About a 90-minute drive northwest of Flint, New Lothrop High School. Out of the timeout, Langsberg with the possession, trailing by 18 to Springport. 3.5 to go in this third quarter. Moving the ball around the perimeter. Nearly intercepted. Haas able to control. Kicks back outside. Looking down low. Can't get it to Heaton. Instead goes to the opposite wing for Leandro De Liga Caceres. And we've got an offensive foul. That's going to, actually looks like a turnover instead, stepping on the line. He didn't credit a foul, so Springport the other way in traffic. Kriegel could not finish in contact. And Langsberg going the other direction. Bentley Barr to the near side corner. Gets it back outside. Pump fake gets the defender in the air, but doesn't pull it. Now on the near side, fakes the handoff for a Rivett. Now goes back around the perimeter near side for Bentley Barr. Back to the top of the key. Pump fake three. Drives through the lane. Springport. Again, these closeouts. Deterring these jump shots. Now down low. Reverse layup. That one's left short for Heaton. He was wide open. Got the defender in the air. Springport the other way. Up 18. Three ball bomb on the other end. That one's up and in. He's been dominating inside the paint all game. And he's now showing off the range from deep. He's got 13, and Lanesburg can't answer from downtown on the other end. Pass nearly turned over and is turned over as Craigle tried to save it. Lanesburg the other end, pull up at the free throw line. That one's off the mark by DeLega Caceres. Offensive rebound down to Bentley Barr. Three-pointer on the right wing. That one's nothing but net for Jake Rivett. That one ends a 9-0 scoring run for Springport. Springport seeing their lead cut down to 18. Less than 2 minutes to play in this third. Heigelmeyer driving through the lane. Reach-in foul is called on DeLega Caceres, his second, team second. We're going to get a near hockey lineup change for Lanesburg. Four new players coming in. We've got Colton Heaton, Everett Rodriguez, Landon Freeman, and Colin Logie. Jake Kriegel inbounds for Springport on the left side of the basket. Lobs it down low for Heigelmeyer. Has it blocked from behind by DeLego Caceres. Now Springport trying to get back defensively. We've got a reaching foul on Kriegel with Rodriguez reaching in. It's going to be the second on Craigle as he heads to the bench, replaced by Wigginton. Lanesburg inbounds on the far sideline with Colton Heaton into Rodriguez. 51-33 is your score. 90 seconds left in the third. Springport up as we got a cut on the layup. Up and in for DeLega Caceres. He is the second Wolfpack player in double-digit scoring. Cuts the deficit to 16. Lanesburg really has to go on a run right here to end this third if they want to be within striking distance to try to make a comeback effort in the fourth, as the ball is going to be poked out of bounds. Last touch by Lanesburg. Springport inbounds to the top of the key with Wigginton. Dribbles through the lane. Layup up in, but a foul is called before the shot. It will not count. It's going to be against Colton Heaton, his third. So Springport will inbound on the left side of the basket with Hunter Miller. We'd like to thank our playoff presenting sponsors, East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating. As Baum gets the inbound, scores, and draws the foul. Goes to the line for the and one. Foul on Landon Freeman. Man, Baum. He is a force on both sides of the floor. And defensively, in the paint, shutdown. Offensively, in the paint and out on the three-point line. So an Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw on the and one. It's left short, but an offensive rebound by Drew Kriegel gives Springport another try here.
1 minute remaining.
Final 60 seconds of the third. Wigginton off the screen, drives to the baseline. Tough finish at the rim. 2-for-1 possession there for Springport with the and one, as Tucker Wigginton now has 9. 20-point lead for Springport, largely to the game, as we got a layup on the other end by DeLega Caceres to cut it down to 18. Final 30 seconds of the third. Handoff for Miller and then for Heigelmeyer. Dribbles top of the key, and it's going to be stolen away on the ball by DeLego Caceres, and he lays it up and in on the other end. Careless dribbling right there by Heigelmeyer. We'll see Springport's lead down to 16 now. Baum in the corner, pump fake, has it stripped away and lost, and then we've got a foul on Baum on a reach-in. His first team's fourth. Final 6 seconds of the third as Waynesburg tries to get a quality shot here to end the quarter with some momentum going into the fourth. Gets the inbound for Rodriguez. Near half court, 3 seconds, guarded closely off the screen. Pump fake, deep three. That one's off glass and out at the buzzer. And that ends the third quarter of play. Springport going into the fourth. 55-39 lead over Laingsburg. We're back in 60 seconds. This is regional semifinal basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Start of the fourth from New Lothrop High School. Springport leads 55-39. Hunter Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow as Jake Kriegel to start the fourth gets fouled driving through the lane, and he will go to the line for two Aspen 1 hour free throws. Jake Kriegel, he's been great tonight inside the paint and on the 3-point line, just like his teammate Brody Baum. 16 so far for Kriegel as the officials chatting with the scorers table. For what, I am not sure. But for all intents and purposes, Jake Kriegel ready to shoot a couple of free throws here for Springport. And we're going to get now a makeshift timeout, I guess. Not sure again what the problem could be. Score is correct. Time is correct. Quarter is correct. Everything seems to be in order. As the impromptu timeout is over. Looks like they were correcting the personal foul count by Cash Heaton. That was his second. That's the number that I had. So that is correct. But now at the line for two. First free throw left short by Jake Kriegel. Second free throw rolls off the rim and misses. So coming up empty, Jake Kriegel at the line. Now the other way. Top of the key, three-pointer. That one's left short. So it looks like they credited 2 points on the board for Springport. Not sure if that was inadvertent or if maybe I missed a goaltending. I'm not sure. Regardless, they have it outside. They're up. Pretty sizable lead here over Laingsburg. Through the lane in the corner. Head fake. Wigginton through the lane on the drive, and he gets hammered. And he's going to go to the line for two. Fouls on Cash Heaton, his third. Back-to-back fouls for him defensively. So Tucker Wigginton at the line for two so far with 9 points. And now with 10, as he makes the first of two Aspen 1 hour free throws. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, as well as King's Equipment and Bigby Coffee. 2 of 2 at the line this time for Tucker Wigginton. Makes it a 20-point lead for Springport as another missed jumper on the other end for Langsburg by DeLega Caceres. But the rebound last touched out of bounds by Springport. Langsburg will inbound on the left side of the hoop. A couple pass fakes in, and we're going to get a foul prior to the inbound on Jake Kregel, his third. Didn't see what he did there, but maybe a little bit of a hold. Now another inbound right here beneath the basket. It's going to be deflected away and stolen by Kregel. 2-on-2, fast break the other way. Head fake as the defender flies by him. Tucker Wigginton able to get another easy 2 points. He's got 13. And Springport leads 61-39. Approaching the 92nd mark of this fourth and final quarter as DeLego Caceres misses a fall-away jumper. Jake Kregel on the other end, coast-to-coast layup in for two. Man, Springport just continuing to run up the score. They've got 8 points unanswered to start this fourth quarter. Not what Langsburg needed to try to come back in this one. Pump fake through the lane, spin move, and I don't know if Jake Rivett expected to get that wide open on that move, but he was able to capitalize, get an easy layup for two. Finally stops that run. 63-41 reverse layup this time. Up and in by Tucker Wigginton. 24-point lead for Springport, just continuing to run it up as we got Jake Kregel on the foul on the other end. That's his fourth. He's going to be replaced by Derek Miller. Langsburg inbounding on the right side of the basket, but first another substitution for Langsburg. Colton Heaton in for Leandro DeLega Caceres. Now Langsburg moving the ball around the perimeter, lobbing it down low. They've gotten away from the threes and jump shots here in the second half. Worked for a bit in the third, but has not been working for them here in the fourth. Missed jumper there, and Wigginton has it near half court. Swings it all over for Gibson Overweg. Into the corner now, off the screen, Derek Miller. Gets another screen up top, bounce pass for Heigelmeyer. Dribbles screen on the right, pull up, three ball on the right wing. That one's left short. Rebound for Haas. Here come the Wolfpack the other way. 5:23 left in the fourth. Springport up 24. Three-pointer straightaway left short for Jake Rivett. Rebound down to Overweg. Here comes Springport the other way. Just a phenomenal effort on both sides of the ball tonight. Top of the key for Wigginton. Now into the corner for Heigelmeyer. Jab step. Drives on the baseline and gets an easy 2 points. Just blew right past the defender. He had nothing that he could do there. And Springport continuing to grow their lead. Now 26 over Langsburg. Wolfpack driving through the lane. Near side corner pump fake. Three ball no by Colin Bentley Barr. Springport the other way. Langsburg just looks deflated here. They know with this growing deficit that they are staring the end of their season right in the eyes. Step back three. That one's left short for Miller. Long rebound for Heigelmeyer, and Springport will have another possession here. 4:20 left in this one. Winner of this one taking on the winner of Woman Christie and New Standard Academy. Corner three off the mark. Another offensive rebound. This put back off. Another offensive rebound. This time a foul landing Derek Miller to the line for two. It's going to be against Everett Rodriguez, his first. Actually, check that. It's Josiah Haas. That's been 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Free throws coming up for Derek Miller. Playoff coverage tonight brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning, and industrial steel treating. First free throw off the mark. Got a couple substitutions here. We've got Hunter Miller back on. Heigelmeyer going to the bench. Drew Kregel back on as well. Sending Gibson Overweg to the bench. Miller, second of two free throws, up and in. He's 2-for-4 from the line this evening. 27-point Springport lead here from New Lothrop. 4 minutes left in this one. Top of the key, straightaway three, Bentley Barr. That one rattles home. He's got six. Second long ball of the game. Springport the other way with a 24-point lead. Miller dribbles on the far side, nearly lost it as it was poked away from behind. They're able to keep it up top for Derek Miller. Drives, blows past the defender, easy layup. Ooh, he botched that one, had a wide open lane. Langsberg top of the key for Rivet, lobs it down low for an easy 2 points. That one for Nate Malone, getting his first action in this one. And we're going to get a Springport timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well. 3:20 left in this one. Springport leads by 22 points over Langsburg in the regional semifinals. Back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We'd like to thank Josh's Dumpsters, JPS, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools for their playoff supporting coverage here. From New Lothrop High School, nearing the end of our regional semifinal first matchup tonight. As Springport up big 22-point, make it 21. It looks like they retroactively credited a three earlier. For Langsburg, they made a correction with the scorebook, so 68-47 is the score. And now a bench contest for the rest of this one as layup missed by Hunter Miller. And then the pass going to be poked out of bounds by Springport. Langsburg going the other direction. Josiah Haas back in for Langsburg. But on the floor for Springport, we've got Drew Kregel, Stone Overweg, Derek Miller, Brody Baum, and Hunter Miller. Langsburg ball. Dribble behind the back for Jake Rivet. And then a reach-in foul on Stone Overweg. Going to have another substitution. Ripken Overweg in for Brody Baum. Now a full bench unit in for Springport. Getting a hand from the Springport supporters. Brody Baum for his terrific play on both ends tonight. Huge role in this soon-to-be win for Springport as we got a jumper 6 feet out off the mark for DeLega Caceres. As Springport going the other way, final 2:30 in the fourth quarter. Top the key for Hunter Miller, screen coming on the left. Stop the free throw line extended, kicks it back to the far side for Ripken Overway. Dribble out near half court, guarded closely by Rowley. Drives on the baseline. He's cut off. Kicks back top of the key for Overweg. And now near side for Gibson Overweg. Now near side. Going to be stripped away. Stolen. And double dribble call up the floor for Leandro DeLego Caceres. Takes away what would have been an easy fast break score. Now onto the floor for Langsburg. It's Cade McLean. You can see both teams from our next game, Lumen Christi and New Standard Academy, starting to line up. Eager to get into their pregame warmups. Our second game this evening. We've got another substitution, Cooper Moore in, with Leandro DeLego Caceres getting a hand from his Langsburg supporters tonight, as well as Waylon Rowley. As Langsburg, they know their season's about to end. Final 2 minutes here from New Lothrop. Handoff outside for Hunter Miller, stopped at the free throw line. Now for Hunter Hacker in for Springport as the three ball on the left drilled by Hunter Miller. 71-47. Springport up big and in the lane. Count it and the foul. A nice score beneath the basket for Cooper Moore. Sending him to the line for an and one. It's going to be a foul on Hunter Hacker. We've got some more Lanesburg substitutions here. Colin Logie and Colton Heaton back in. Nate Malong getting a hand from his Lanesburg supporters. Free throw up and in for Moore, completing the and one there with that free throw brought to by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Got a short thank you seniors chant from the Lanesburg student section. Now for Springport, drives to the lane, kicks it back outside, fires the three, makes the three, Stone Overweg able to drill it from deep. Makes it 74-50. For Springport, now top of the key for Cade McLean. Final 65 seconds from our first game this evening. Drives through the lane, layup up, no, but a foul as Gray Sagan, who just checked in. He is at the line for two now. Two free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. They left exactly 60 seconds on the clock to be played after these two free throws. First free throw up and in for Sagan. And we got another substitution, Nate Malong back in, and we got some more Springport Spartans in. We've got a couple players that are not on my roster. I'm assuming some JV players. Number 21, and number 25 for what it's worth. Offensive rebound off the miss. Free throw put back up and in for Gray Sagan. Now 74-53, final 45 seconds here. Three ball on the right wing. That one's too strong for one of our JV players checking in. And rebound's going to be poked out of bounds. We'll go with Lanesburg the other way for the final 40 seconds in the fourth quarter. Outlet, pump fake, fallaway jumper up and in for Nate Malong. Cuts it to 19. Springport the other way. Final 25 seconds. And we're going to have a foul from behind on Cade McLean on the reach-in. Trying to poke the ball loose. And we'll get an inbound for Springport on the baseline for the final 25 seconds. Inbound left side of the basket, near side. Now three ball in the corner. That one's too strong. And here comes Lanesburg, likely their final possession of their season. We've got a layup up and in for Gray Sagan, turning into a little bit of a scoring machine here the last couple of minutes. And the final 5 seconds will be dribbled out, as that is going to be our final score. Springport moves on to the regional championship on Thursday with a final score of 74-57, eliminating Lanesburg from the postseason, as both teams going through their handshake lines here. Great show of sportsmanship in a very, very well-played game on both sides of the ball for the Springport Spartans. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to break this one down and then get to our next pregame show for our next matchup, Lumen Christi and New Standard Academy. We'll be back in a moment. This is Boys High School Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Brewed.
Zero carbs.
For what?
Only 80 calories.
Next.
Zero sugar.
Brewed for what's next? Bud Light Next. The first zero carb beer is here. Served the highest quality ingredients. Zero carbs, zero sugar, and only 80 calories. Brewed for what's next? The first zero carb beer is here. Bud Light Next.
2022 Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light Next Beer. St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Game one of our regional semifinals this evening is in the books. Springport moving on to Thursday, the regional championship, taking down Langsburg 74-57. So first half, Springport got off to an 8-0 lead, ended the first quarter up 18-11, and then they went back and forth a little bit in the second quarter before Springport finished on a 9-4 run to lead at halftime 37-24. And then Springport coming out very, very strong from there. They started the second half on a 14-6 run as they just continued to run up the score. Beyond 20 points, that's where they mostly stayed for the rest of it. Although Langsburg did cut the lead down to 16 going into the fourth, but then Springport again, another massive run. This time they went on a 8-0 run to start the fourth quarter and an extended 13-2 run. As it was, that was pretty much it. They led by as many as 27. And just played exceptional, exceptional basketball from start to finish, both sides of the ball. I mean, let's start with the offense. I mean, they're moving the ball all around the perimeter. They're taking good care of the basketball, not really turning it over. And they're finding guys in their spots. They have a lot of guys who can score the ball. They got Jake Kriegel, who scored inside and out. He finished with 18 points to lead all scorers. Brody Baum, he was getting the job done inside and out. 15, he finished with. Tucker Wigginton had a late flurry there with 16. And then Dallas Hagelmeyer with 11. Just some of the key guys and even some other players that they had. Hunter Miller, he had 6. I think he probably could have gone off for more if he wanted to, if he was able to. So Springport dominant offensively and then defensively, really locking down the paint. Forced Langsburg to be jump shooters, and they played defense without fouling. That is the key. They didn't really commit fouls, especially in the first half. And that really, you can tell, just Langsburg used to getting a lot more layups on their wins this season than they did tonight in this one. Leading scorer for Langsburg was Leandro Galega Caceres with 14 points. Also got 13 from Jake Rivett. And 7 from Colin Bentley Barr. So Langsburg's season comes to an end at 13-12 overall. They do have a district championship underneath their belts, but met by a evidently far superior Springport Spartan team. Improves to 20-5 overall on the season with this, again, 74-57 win. Springport moving on to Thursday here at New Lothrop in the regional championship, where they will await the winner of Lumen Christi and a New Standard Academy, which, speaking of, we're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to preview Lumen and New Standard Academy.